Welcome to another podcast from Commercial Investment Real Estate, the award-winning magazine of the CCIM Institute. I'm Rich Rossfelder. Today I'm discussing legislative advocacy with Bill Milliken, president of Milliken Realty Company in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Bill was recently elected president of the Michigan Association of Realtors, and he works closely with CCIM Institute's Legislative Affairs Department on advocacy initiatives and policy positions. Bill, thanks for joining us.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
On April 10th, CCI members will bring issues that affect commercial real estate to Capitol Hill. Why is it important for lawmakers to understand your business interests?
Well, it's both a why and a how. And I think that realtors being the affable, outgoing sort of people that they are, they're effective when they can get into lawmakers' elected officials' offices and talk with them to establish some rapport. And then it's important that the content of those exchanges be based on what the practitioner's business experiences are, because the issues that affect real estate today are unique to our business in a lot of cases. And when we're standing in front of an elected official talking to them about our business experience, they don't have any background in it. We can explain it because we're out there living it, and it puts a real face on it.
And what are some of the issues CCI members plan to bring to Capitol Hill?
Well, with the benefit of CCIM staff and IRM staff, we've got some tremendous research that goes on that gives us, when we go to Hill visits, a lot of data at our disposal, and when we go into an office, we've got a handful of issues that we've got talking points on that we focus on. Some of them that we are interested in right now are the credit union lending cap. Credit unions have been restricted to lending 12% of their total assets, and we'd like to legislatively to see that more than double to help fill some of the lending shortages that we're seeing in the marketplace. There's another one called the Marketplace Equity Act, and that goes to internet sales tax losses that are experienced around the country by states and by the federal government when internet sale takes place and there is no sales tax collected on it. I think the consequence of that here in Michigan alone is about $225 million a year in lost revenue from internet sales. So there are a lot of units of government that are looking at that, and we're interested in talking to legislators about it. Lease accounting is another important issue. FASB, the Financial Accounting Standards Board, a couple of years ago proposed new lease accounting rule changes that would require leases to be capitalized on our balance sheets, and that would have enormous consequences for real estate, both for tenants and for landlords, a variety of reasons. But those are the kinds of issues that we're concerned about, and those are the kind that on April 10th, when we get back and on the Hill into their offices, that we'll be talking about with them.
And you're a longtime supporter of the Realtors Political Action Committee. What role does RPAC play in advocating on behalf of CCIM members?
Boy, RPAC has become increasingly important, especially over the last couple of years. There was a United States Supreme Court decision called Citizens United a couple of years ago that basically opened the floodgates for campaign funding. And funding came all of a sudden, a lot of outside money coming into House and Senate races, and not coming from corporations, but from wealthy individuals and super PACs and other independent groups. And RPAC, the Realtors Political Action Committee, is a way that realtors can get some footing and have some parity with the amount of special interest money that's flowing into the political process. And in Michigan, for instance, where I practice, the Michigan Association of Realtors and its RPAC arm interview all of the candidates for federal and state office, House and Senate races, and then make endorsements in almost all of those races based on how those candidates stand on realtor issues, the kind of things that we just talked about here and things that may be unique to us in our states. And the importance of donating to the Realtors Political Action Committee through CCIM, through our state associations, has never been more important, because whatever you think of money in the political process, it's a part of it. And in order to have us have our voice heard, that's the way we ensure that it happens.
And I mentioned that you were recently elected president of the Michigan Association of Realtors. How did you become involved in the association?
Well, I started out in Michigan as a commercial broker on our statewide commercial board of realtors. I was a director and I was president. And we implemented in 2005 or 2006 a statewide commercial information exchange that we did in conjunction with the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, which is our statewide economic development arm. And because of the work that I did there and a lot of the people that I met, the Michigan Association of Realtors offered me one of the commercial seats on the association's board. So I sat on the board for a number of years, and then several years ago was elected an officer, and have now moved up the ladder so that this year I'm the 100th president of the Michigan Association of Realtors.
And we offer our congratulations. What advice would you give to someone who wants to become involved in legislative advocacy at the state or the federal level?
Boy, a couple of easy answers to that. One of them is to respond to the National Association of Realtors' calls for action. Those calls are responding to issues that are in the Congress in Washington where voices need to be heard, and we're all linked up electronically by email to those calls of action. When you see those, it's time to respond and sign in and make your voice heard. Another way to do it is with an investment in RPAC, the Realtors Political Action Committee. We had a goal in Michigan last year to raise $425,000 statewide. We actually exceeded that. We raised a little over $500,000, and we have put that to very good use. You've got a lot of chances to meet elected officials, to get involved in their campaigns, and not the least of levels of involvement is CCIM's Hill Day on April 10th that we're going to be doing this spring. It's a chance to meet a lot of fellow CCIMs. Last year we had 265 CCIMs and IRM representatives that were on the Hill for meetings for the day, and it's a great way to network and it's a great way to learn the political process.
Bill, thanks again for talking with us today.
Pleased to be here. Thank you.
Bill Milliken shares more of his thoughts with CIRE readers in the CCIM Connections article that appears in the January-February issue of CIRE Magazine. And for more information on CCIM Institute's Capitol Hill visit, visit ccim.com. If you have questions or comments about this podcast, send an email to magazine@ccim.com. For more information on CIRE, the award-winning magazine of the CCIM Institute, visit ccim.com.